driven by a desire to draw attention to the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Bucks refused to leave their locker room in protest on Wednesday. And the impact of the NBA strike spread rapidly through the sports world in a way that's never been seen before. KJZZ's Ben Giles reports on Arizona's teams, which were no exception.
It all started in a bubble in Orlando. But by Thursday morning, the historic decision by the Bucks to go on strike in the middle of the playoffs inspired similar protests by their NBA brothers and other Major League athletes and officials. WNBA players like Ariel Atkins were also swift to act. She and her Washington Mystics teammates wore white T-shirts with 7 bullet holes drawn on the back. That's the number of times an officer shot Blake, who's still in critical condition. She told ESPN Wednesday it was important for the league to send a united message.
We're not just basketball players. And if you think we are, then don't watch us. You're watching the wrong sport because we're so much more than that. We're going to say what we need to say, and people need to hear that.
A day later, the Arizona Cardinals canceled all of Thursday's football activities. Coach Cliff Kingsbury said the decision was made after consulting with team owners and management before a meeting with players Thursday morning.
Wanted our players to know that, you know, we support them, want them to have a day to be with their families, you know, reflect on things, be around friends, be around each other, and then use the day to help make that change they want to see.
Kingsbury said he drew inspiration from Los Angeles Clippers coach Doc Rivers, who on Tuesday spoke passionately about the shooting of Blake and racism in America. Kingsbury said it's important for public figures, such as himself, to recognize their potential.
And we have that ability to touch lives and lead by example, and I think that's what we're all trying to do.
The Arizona Diamondbacks reportedly had conversations about how to respond on Wednesday, but ultimately played their game against the Colorado Rockies as scheduled. On Thursday, Diamondbacks pitcher Archie Bradley said he spent his free time reflecting on the significance of the protests.
It's really easy to get on your phone and type a tweet and post a picture, but what are you actively doing? And for me, was a first in the sports world of teams taking an active stance, not just talking about it, but making a physical decision to be active in this movement and this way of life that we're trying to create.
That reflection turned into action on Thursday afternoon. Before the first pitch was thrown, the Rockies players announced they decided not to play as a protest for social justice. The Diamondbacks, their opponents, tweeted their full support. Elsewhere, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver issued a statement supporting the NBA and WNBA protests. Major League Soccer postponed most of its matches on Thursday. And the NHL postponed its playoff games on Thursday and Friday following calls to action by the Hockey Diversity Alliance.
Nothing like this has ever occurred.
Kenneth Dropshire is the CEO of the Global Sports Institute at ASU.
You know, there's always talk about what a Michael Jordan could do or a LeBron, but, you know, rarely was there talk about what a strike across sports could do. At a minimum, it's certainly gotten everybody's attention.
Shropshire said the killing of George Floyd in May served as an unfortunate accelerant to players' activism and heightened awareness of an issue that's personal for Black athletes.
The young men and women that are being killed in this visible, photographed way are African American. So there's a closer connection that makes it more impactful to these young people.
ASU football coach Herm Edwards told ESPN Radio he's proud of them.
Players now know they have this wonderful platform, and they use it in a way to make change and to make change better.
When asked what Edwards would do if his own team sought a strike, the coach put to bed any notion that this will be the last the country hears from athletes at all levels. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.